Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
What's happening, people? It's Wednesday. It's March 27th. Baseball season starts tomorrow, which I'd say this every year on the Wednesday before the Thursday before of baseball season starting, and I have no idea if even one of you out there gives a crap. But I do. I don't play fantasy baseball. I just like baseball. I like watching it. I like watching it as a fan. I worked in minor league baseball for a decade as a play-by-play broadcaster and assistant general manager. I just have a lot of connections to baseball. And it was the first, believe it or not, it was actually the first sport that I fell in love with as a kid. My mom, everybody assumes that like kids who love sports get it from their dads, which is not actually the case. My mom is the big sports nut of my two parents. My dad, may he rest in peace, was the most neurotic sports fan of all time. I've never met anybody as neurotic as my father about sports. And example of my father's neuroses. My dad used to tape. He really only cared about UCLA. So he went to undergrad. He really only cared about UCLA sports. And he would tape UCLA basketball and football games, not to necessarily watch them later, but to check the score on however, you know, whatever year it was, you figure out how you check the score, newspaper, end of night sports recap on ABC or whatever. And if his team won, then he would go back and watch it. If they lost, he wouldn't even watch it, wouldn't even go back and watch. He wanted to know how the game ended before watching it to spare him the fear of sitting through a close loss. Anyway, so my dad traveled a bunch when I was a little kid. So I was mostly at home with my mom during those years. And you couldn't buy tickets online. This was like the mid to late 80s. So she found this little, at Dodger Stadium, they used to sell tickets to the game at little stands in the parking lot. And she found one. There was like this little, all kind of secret one that never had a line. You could always just go there and talk to the person forever and figure out all the stuff. And she'd buy these little, she'd pick, you know, four or five games throughout the season. And we'd sit way up. I don't know if any of you guys have been to Dodger Stadium, but there is an upper deck at that joint that is just like, you're scraping the frickin' clouds. And when I was a kid, it was like $4 to sit up there. Now it's like 45 or 50 to sit in these crap seats that are so high up. And we'd go to a handful of games every year. So I fell in love with baseball first because it was more affordable. My mom actually loves baseball and basketball too, but we didn't go to that many basketball games. And you guys heard, we talked about it with Ryan Ward on the show from earlier this week. I fell in love with basketball when I was like 10, 11. That's when I started to care about hoops. So baseball was always a thing. And so this day before opening day for baseball is actually a very exciting day for me. I love it. Tomorrow gets rolling. Games all day. It's going to be a blast. So happy almost baseball day. And happy fantasy NBA day to you all. NBA Today. Fantasy NBA Today day. I'm Dan Bespris. This is a Sports Ethos presentation. Fun show today. We got a visit from the doctor, Hall of Famer Steve Alexander. That's coming up here in about 45 seconds. He and I are doing battle in the 30 deep finals the original 30 deep, the industry titans of fantasy basketball from the last 25 years of fantasy basketball. I can't believe they let me into this thing, but now I think I've kind of made an impact. I've made the finals 2 years in a row, and I'm almost definitely going to get my butt waxed in the finals 2 years in a row. First by Panda here from Ethos. The beatdown came from inside the building, and this year I'm going to get clubbed by Steve Alexander. I know, the indignity of it all. I got to win one. And then we'll go over yesterday's card, which is a pretty short one. Couple pieces of news today before we get to our chat with Dr. A. Mitchell Robinson has been upgraded to questionable and is expected to play for the New York Knickerbockers this evening as they take on the Raptors in Toronto. What we don't know is what the ramp up is going to look like. And we might get that information as today unfurls a little bit. My expectation would be for a guy who's been out for almost the entire season with a brutal ankle situation is that they're probably not going to be pushing him too hard. My guess would be 12 to 16 minutes here in this first game back. So if you're thinking about doing something on the head-to-head side, I wouldn't, unless a very weird situation arises. In that, like, I have one team where I have Mitchell Robinson stashed in an IL spot and have for a very long time. And if someone else gets ruled out in the middle of today, then, you know, I might as well just drop that guy and put Robinson in my lineup because, like, you don't want to take a zero. Otherwise, you know, it's not like you're doing something. You're not picking him up in head-to-head. Roto, I think you can make a pretty good case to stash Mitch Rob because he was the starter before he went down. And I've every reason to believe that that's the end goal for them is to get him back to that point. And frankly, 24, 25 minutes of Robinson is enough for him to make an impact on the fantasy side. And that could very well happen over the next 7 to 10 days. I don't know how slowly they're going to bring him along for the Knicks. They have a back-to-back Thursday, Friday next week and Thursday, Friday of the very last week. He almost definitely won't play in that back-to-back or half of it, I should say. So let's say, you know, 15-ish minutes today, then like 18, then 18 maybe again, then 20, and then 22 and one half of that back-to-back. So maybe you get like 4 or 5 pretty good center games out of him on the Roto side, and I think that's probably worth it. The other news of the morning. This is a great morning for guys coming back. Donovan Mitchell is expected to be back on Friday for the Cavaliers. So the Karis LeVert experience is basically over. Milk one more game out of him. And, if it's head-to-head, you probably just have to ride it out. But Roto, this is your last chance there. Drew Holiday is, he practiced. I think the hope is that he'll be back by tomorrow for the Celtics. We don't know for sure, but if he was at practice, then you'd think he's probably coming back. Celtics can rest guys if they want, but they don't have another back-to-back until that last week, Thursday, Friday. Right now, starting tomorrow, they go every other day through Tuesday, April 9th. So, and they weren't resting guys in the non-back-to-backs before this. So with Holiday, it's an actual real injury. If he comes back, Peyton Pritchard is probably done, although I guess we have to wait and see if Derek White is back also. So good news on Drew Holiday, good news on Donovan Mitchell, good news on Mitchell Robinson. Lauri Markkanen is expected to play again for Utah. He played in their last one, but there's always a question mark there. So really good news. On the injury front, a lot of guys coming back. And with that, this feels a great time for me to once again try out this technique I've just figured out how to do, which is to drop a pre-recorded video into a live video. So let's sit tight here and let me figure this out.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My tech skills are through the roof right now. I'm recording hits in video and audio at the same time. Although I think I may have actually forgotten to turn on the audio part of the recording. Now I'm recording in video and audio at the same time. I can do this. Really, I can. Very excited today to bring on the person who's about to... I was going to try to use like the kids lingo, but I would mess that... I would totally mess that up. I was going to say that you were going to sun me. I think sunning someone, that's like a thing, right? The kids these days with their words. The great Dr. A, recently inducted into the Hall of Fame, is now going to wipe the floor with me in 30 deep. So I figured I'd have him on the podcast so he can clown on me in person. Steve, what's going on, man? How are you?
Sunning somebody. Is that anything like a Victor Wembanyama dad block?
I think probably something.
Where he like just that. Stands there and doesn't jump, and a guard tries to throw it up over him, and he just grabs it and takes off.
That
it looks like a dad with his five-year-old at the playground.
That is, I hadn't heard it called that. That's absolutely brilliant and wonderful. Yeah, because that's like as a whopping 5'8" adult, that's the only person that I can do that to is my 7-year-old son.
That's what it's like watching Wimby guard a guy that's like 5'11" or 6'2".
Yeah, or even like some of these 6'6", 6'7" guys for him. It's out of control. Yeah. But I'm going to need Wemby to continue to rest for you, if that's okay. Just can I like submit that to HR for approval? Can we get Wemby to sit one more ball game?
I don't want to talk about that. I'm
It's my only hope.
So yeah, first of all, before we get into 30 deep, do you have any idea what this is?
That is a very large stack of papers. And I'm assuming it's just people that want your autograph for the Hall of Fame. Well, those are brackets?
It's my, it is my hand graded 130 person NCAA bracket pool.
Oh, Lord. What have you done? Dr. A, what have you done with yourself?
Literally the dumbest thing I've ever done.
You need to get somebody to set up some sort of online submission process that can take care of this for you. This is your whole day.
Is there something like that? Is there a website out there that could actually run that for me?
Probably.
There's a million, Dan. I know.
Friends, viewers, if you'd like to set up obviously you could like have them do it through a thing, but if you want your own, there's probably someone watching or listening that could just set that up. Like the official Dr. A bracket.
When I started this pool, when I moved here, there were like 15 people in it, and half of them were just, you know, older country folk that didn't have cell phones or didn't have the internet. And we were like, we're just going to make this paper and cash, and that's the way it's going to be. We're going old school. And that was 20 years ago. And now there's 130 people in it, and it's still old school. And every year I'm like, nope, I'm not doing this next year. We are going online. You can pay however you need to pay. But for some reason, I keep getting sucked back in because I write this crazy email after every round.
Beautiful.
That breaks down all the standings and makes fun of all my friends. And people seem to really like that. But
those are big hits.
I don't even have time to make fun of people anymore. I'm just trying to get the information recorded in like 9 hours. And it's awful.
You need a steward. Some sort of ward to help you with the paperwork here. That way you can focus on the clowning email, because that's what people are all in it for. Let's be honest.
I need like an auditing team.
Yes, you do. All right. You guys heard it out there. I mean, or you will. It's a recording, so eventually you'll all hear it. You guys want to help Steve with auditing brackets? Hit us up. I bet you we get somebody to come out of the woodwork here and help.
Nah, it's too late. We're down to the nitty gritty. It's easy grading now, man. It's that Thursday, Friday hit. That's the one, man. That's the one where this is insurmountable amount of work. But I did.
Yeah, there goes your midday nap, man. You're cooked.
I'm still recovering from grading all night Friday to Saturday. Yeah.
All right, let's talk 30 deep. Talking to, of course, the great Dr. A at Dr. A with a K in there if you're looking for him on social media. Steve, you somehow drafted just this team. Like, it's very hard. I feel like I need to backtrack a little bit. So, first of all, 30 Deep is the original mega industry 30-team fantasy league. It's been hosted for outlaw. You and Brew started this one.
Brewski and I started this league together in like 2006, something like that.
And it's got all the heavyweights from the last 20 to 30 years of fantasy basketball. I'm very fortunate that I was allowed into this thing. I think somebody dropped out like 6 years ago and I was able to sneak their spot. So good for me. I've now made the finals in two consecutive years. I lost to Mike Pasador, fellow sports ethosian, last year. And now I'm most likely going to get my ass kicked by you this season. The thing about 30 Deep, before we talk about what you and I are staring down here, is that people that haven't played a 30-team league probably don't have this sort of feeling in the back of their head yet. But once you get past the fifth or sixth round, you're sort of debating between whether or not you take some sort of wild long shot or someone where you're like, oh, I think this guy's going to play like 22 minutes of ball game and like get 80 games under their belt and just see if I can kind of plug in a thing. And now here at the end of the year, all of a sudden, your Rashawn Holmes and your Peyton Pritchard are each playing full starters minutes right at 30 deep playoff time. Your team was already a top seed before those guys started doing anything. How on earth, what hope do I even have to win 2 out of 3 weeks from you? Like, my only hope is that Wembanyama misses the entire week. I think.
Well, I mean, Cam Thomas and Wembanyama. Well, let's talk about our teams.
Sure.
So my backcourt turned out to be really, really strong. I got De'Aaron Fox. It was like my second pick, I think, after Wembanyama. I think I took Wembanyama at 16. I ended up with De'Aaron Fox, and then I got Coby White late. Like, I don't have draft results pulled up, but like something like 120th, 130th. And Coby White has had a great year for the Chicago Bulls. So my point guards are Fox and White, and that's tough to beat in this league because it's hard to get two really good point guards if you don't take them early. And then I took a flyer on Cam Thomas. And he's nothing but points, but when he plays, he racks them up. And then Austin Reeves for the Lakers, nice little mid-pick for me. And then it's so well-rounded because I not only have Wembanyama, but I took Zach Collins, who when Wemby sits, Zach Collins is pretty good, and they played together for a lot of the year as well. I picked up Rashawn Holmes somewhere along the way, and I don't know how or why, but he became relevant like 8 games ago, a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, at the perfect moment. By the way, I'm looking at the draft results now. Your mid draft is just destroying in a way that, like, so you got Coby White at 126, and Zach LaVine was out, 3 weeks into the season? So that one immediately became a monster. You got Cam Thomas at 186, and then immediately he stepped into a bunch of stuff. Peyton Pritchard, you drafted at 235, and all of a sudden now he's a Goliath. And like you said, we picked up Rashawn Holmes. Austin Reeves, you got it at 66. De'Aaron Fox at 36. We have third round reversal in that. Zach Collins at 115. So, like, you got this reasonable base, and then you rounded it out with hits in the fifth, in the seventh, now in the eighth, and the pickup. Like, yeah, I mean,
you add Peyton Pritchard with no Jrue Holiday to Coby White, and De'Aaron Fox, and like that's going to be tough. That's going to be like if I'm healthy, this team is almost impossible to beat, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm staring down the barrel of. My only hope, and I don't know, people, do I even want to say my team is fine. So it's weird to say that about a team that's in the finals right now. My team is fine. I do what I always do in 30 deep, which is I draft generally older guys that have fallen too far. And it works. Basically every single year I'm in the playoffs because they're going to be like decent enough. I'm generally never going to have a terrible team. So Kyrie, I got a 14, DeMar at 47, Brooke Lopez at 77, Chris Paul at 104, Jaden McDaniels at 137, KCP at 164, Alex Caruso at 197 was probably my best pick in there. And then Pat Connaughton at 224. My starting eight for our playoff battle is my top eight picks from draft night. I don't know that I basically didn't pick up anybody all season long, and I basically didn't drop anybody all season long. My hope was that someone like a Trey Lyles, who was hurt to start the year, would do some stuff, and he did. Now he's hurt again. And Kevin Love was kind of a flyer, but like I took a bunch of older-ish dudes that were getting drafted a little bit too late. And again, I just kind of floated my way to a solid regular season record. I was the one seed for a while, and then Kyrie got hurt and I fell to the three. But I've plowed my way through the playoffs, but my team just doesn't have any of that upside. None of my like seventh, eighth, ninth round guys just dramatically turned into monsters 2 weeks ago. So I have no idea how do I have a shot? What I needed was for Rashawn Holmes and Peyton Pritchard to stop being awesome for you. But that doesn't appear to be something that's about to happen unless Drew Holiday comes back for the Celtics.
It's funny, man. So many people in this league are making moves like all the time. They're picking up guys, dropping guys, or picking them up. And they're literally like these scrubs from the bottom of the earth that half of us have never even heard of. Like that dude that's playing for, is it the Pistons right now? That guy that's got that impossible name to say.
Talon, oh, yeah. I don't even know. I don't
even Tombo or something.
I butcher it every time. I need to go and like I gotta listen to their broadcast team do it. What I'd love is for every team to send out a pronunciation guide to the world so we know that we're getting it right. Like Koulibaly was one that took a while before everybody knew that where the accents were on that. But yeah, like I don't do those pickups. Frankly, I don't have time for them.
I made one move in 30 deep this year. It was on November 27th, 2023. Rashawn Holmes, right? I dropped Joe Harris and picked up Rashawn Holmes.
And it's could not have worked out any more perfectly. Got and traded, still didn't play.
Rashawn Holmes just wrecked Joe Kaiser last week in our final four matchup. Like Rashawn Holmes had such a great week last week. He's off to a great start against you this week.
Yeah. 14 and 15 with a steal and a block on great percentages. He's crushing people. He has 45 rebounds in his last three ball games. This is a guy
you gotta be lucky. You gotta be lucky in 30 deep, man.
I mean, honestly, I think you'd probably still beat me even if Rashawn Holmes wasn't going nuts right now. But I feel like I would at least have a fleeting prayer of getting through it without an injury to your team. Right now, my prayer as I look at the standings is I got to win both percentages. I don't think I have any shot without winning both. Steals, threes, turnovers is probably like my best path, or maybe assists, turnovers, because
I don't think I've won turnovers in one matchup all year.
Yeah, I'm losing those right now, but only because Wemby and Cam Thomas sat out on Monday.
Correct.
So that would flip, but also if those guys played, you'd be beating me in three pointers, so that would also flip.
I would also be chasing you pretty hard in assists if Wemby and Cam were playing.
Yeah, that would probably be around a tie. I think I'm up nine. Yeah, I'm up nine right now. Those guys together probably would have gotten pretty close to that, I would think. Somewhere between like 6 and 12.
Yeah, and on paper, man, it looks like I'm going to beat you. But, you know, Wemby still has a big red cross by his name. Cam Thomas has a big red cross by his name. And I'll tell you what, though, talking about Wemby, I mean, are people sick of hearing about Wemby yet? Has he jumped the shark like Caitlin Clark or Dion or Kelsey and Taylor Swift? I don't think he's there yet.
No.
But the thing about Wemby is I took him with my first or second pick in almost every league I drafted this year. It was one of those things where it was like me and Ellie De La Cruz in baseball this year. I don't care who is in the league and what else is happening. This dude's going to be on my team. And that was my Wemby this year. And he carried this team all the way here. And he had help. I mean, it's a well-rounded, healthy, good team. But Wemby, I will take him with the number one pick in every draft I'm in next year. I don't care. I got him at 25 this year.
And you'd go number one next year.
I will take him number one, yes.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think you're alone.
I will take him over Jokic. I will take him over Sabonis. I will take him over SGA. I will take him over Luka.
I feel like we're building a green eggs and ham poem right now. Can we do this? Would you take him over Luka? Would you take him over? I'll figure out a rhyme. I wasn't ready for it there.
No, yes, you are correct. I will take him. I will take him over anyone, Sam. I am.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right, Doc, before I let you go, silly season stuff. Besides Rashawn Holmes, is there anything you're looking at here over these last two end change weeks of basketball that hasn't already shaken itself out? I know it's a big open-ended question, and the answer might be F that. But is there any way to really prepare for what we've seen, particularly out of places like Memphis, although now they got Bane and back, or Portland, where they're going full like G League roster now? Anything else to do at this point besides just react and set your lineups like 12 seconds before the game start?
Yeah, you just got to watch the news feed. You got to watch the wire. Luka was a game time call last night. I panicked. I went SGA in my DFS lineups instead, and then beefed up a little bit with Keegan, but Murray, it didn't really work out. But yeah, anytime a player on a good team is playing in a back-to-back, you have to be very worried about it, because Denver and Boston have no reason to run their guys out there every night. They are done. They're at home. They are coasting. They're better than everybody else. Jokic is going to sit out some games. MPJ is going to sit out some games. Jamal Murray's already missed a couple. Boston's going to sit two guys every night the rest of the way, I think. This Delano Banton kid in Portland, I picked him up like a month ago in a couple leagues, and he's like the silly season superhero at this point. Like, he might be the silly season MVP. He's been so freaking good. And then the other thing about this season that strikes me is, who knew that Dante DiVincenzo and Grayson Allen were not only going to be ballers and like impact players and championship winning caliber fantasy players, but has anybody ever seen those two alone in the same room together? Like, are they the same dude?
Just a Just for Men hairstyle away between the two of them.
Yeah, and they're both just white ballers. I mean, I don't know, man. I can't get my head around the fact that Grayson Allen has been so good all year, even playing in that stacked lineup. And then DiVincenzo has had these explosions and has been worth having all year. The next team that we might see unleash a load of unknowns that might be worth picking up might be Washington. I don't know, but it seems like the shutdown thing is not as prevalent as it once was. Like, the fact Desmond Bain and Jaren Jackson Jr. are playing basketball right now boggles my mind.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, because Memphis had a stretch there where everybody was gone, but now they've sort of pivoted back into a more reliable lineup in the last week and a half or something like that. So it was almost like they had their silly season February to early March instead of late March to early April. It's very weird. I mean, at least a lot of head-to-head leagues, if you end them 3-4 weeks in advance, you dodge a lot of this stuff. That I think the thing that drives everybody nuts is, like, you know, what you talked about with Boston and Denver, the teams that are up near the top that are now resting superstars, where it's much more clear. And Drew Holiday might actually be hurt in Boston, so I don't want to take that one off the table. But well, everybody else is skipping a game.
You and I also have a lot of work left to do because we're going all the way to the end of the season with this thing. We have this week plus 2 more weeks of facing each other. And maybe. We don't have a lot of options on our bench to play. And it's a weekly lineup league, so you got to set it on Monday night and then let it go. And, you know, everybody could sit out that last week for both of our teams. So who knows what's going to happen. But I do know that it's an honor and a privilege to be in the finals with you. And I
likewise
wish you luck. And if I get beat by you, I get beat by you. And if I don't win my second 30 deep title, I may never recover from it, but at least I'm in the GD Hall of Fame. So whatever.
Damn right. Well, I think you've got this one in the bag. I think I'm set to be the always a bridesmaid of 30 deep, losing in the finals 2 consecutive years. I don't know. Has anybody done that in the 30 deep history? Probably. It's an ignominious. Am I using that right? Honor for me to have.
Two people have won it twice. Straup and Mike Gallagher both won twice. Gallagher won it in back-to-back years, so he was in the finals back-to-back years. But you, I think, are the only non-winner to be in the finals back-to-back years. I bet you Kamla has done that. I bet you Kamla. Kamla's always good at 30 deep. You and him both have a good way of drafting 30 deep teams.
Yeah, I got to get over the hump, though, man. I need some luck. That last week, the silliest of the weeks, might not matter if you just smoke me 2 weeks in a row here, and then you don't have to think about it. But I will continue to watch. I will continue to pray, and I will continue to hope that I get a monster game tonight out of, I don't know, is Chris Paul going to get more than 22 minutes for my team? My team's going the wrong way at the wrong time.
It sounds stupid, but if Wemby plays, I don't know how you're going to beat me. If Wemby just checks out, I mean, he's already won the Rookie of the Year. He plays for Greg Popovich. He's got a bum ankle. If he just sits, if they shut him down, we got a battle.
Yeah, that's my hope. I'll be watching the wire, and I can't say that I'm rooting for Wemby not to play, but I'm kind of rooting for Wemby not to play.
No, that's rule number one about fantasy basketball, dude. You never root for injuries to your opponents.
No, you do not. You'll be punished.
The karma comes back tenfold, and then it's a long way out of that hole. You don't want to root for injuries, but
no injury. Just like a day where he's still there, like, under the weather. Yeah,
shut him down. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. That's not rooting for an injury. That's just being real.
Yeah, just like stuck in the snow or something. Aren't they in Utah or something like that? I don't know if it's snowing there right now, but you know, just late getting to the arena, bench to the second half, a little.
Unfortunately, Wemby has got a little better mind, a little head on his shoulder than DeAndre Ayton. A little snow in the driveway is not going to keep him away from an NBA game.
I know, damn it. I know, but a man can dream.
Well,
he can dream. He is the great Hall of Famer, Dr. A, Steve Alexander, as we do battle in 30 deep. Dr. A, thank you as always, my man.
Hey, good to talk to you. I'll see you later.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And that was the great Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A on Twitter. Dr. A. Make sure you're spelling it right if you're going and finding the man. You guys have already found him. Who the hell am I kidding? But whatever. Maybe there's one of you out there that hasn't. Let's segue now into talking about yesterday's card. Quickly, a reminder to please follow. Many of you are watching on social media right now. It's at Dan Vespers on Twitter. Like, rate, and subscribe. I like to try to do these shows as if there is one new listener every single day. So if it's you, hi. Welcome. It's really nice. It's a pleasure to have you around. Let's talk fantasy basketball. Let's talk box score. Golden State whipped Miami pretty good yesterday. They did not have Jimmy Butler, and that played a role. Klay Thompson back into the starting five. Did that have anything to do with Trayce Jackson-Davis being out? I'm going to say probably not. I think Brandon Podziemski, they feel like he's kind of hitting a little bit of a wall, and Klay's been getting his legs underneath him here second half of the season, kind of like last year, really. So I'm going to assume that this continues. Trayce Jackson-Davis, who, again, did not play, is someone you probably hold on to if you need big man stats and you can weather the free throw issue. He is, you know, probably a little bit in that stat hunting department where you know what you're getting, and you're getting a few that are very, very good, and you just have to be okay with the stuff that's not. But Andrew Wiggins is the other question mark. He's been very reliably in that, like, 13 to 17 points and, like, 4 to 7 rebounds. They just happen to kind of come together with a better ball game here. 17-7, two blocks on good percentages. I still think he's more of a 100 to 150 range guy, where you play Wiggins if you need points, a few boards, and a couple of defensive stats, and don't mind what he typically does to your percentages. Draymond, punt points guy. Kuminga, yeah, I mean, you know, we've got his issues as well. Chris Paul has been trending down here lately. I'm going to call him a soft hold. But he's not a, you know, we're so close to the end of the year that you're not risking very much if you do end up dropping him for somebody doing more. I'm okay with it, but I'm going to hang on a little bit longer. As far as the Heat go, this game was a blowout, so the minutes are a little bit kooky. And then no Jimmy Butler left the minutes also a little bit strange. Adebayo played 39 minutes because the game didn't really get out of hand until the end. But, I mean, you can look at the rest of it. Rozier, Adebayo, those are the two safe ones. Typically, when Butler's out, Jaime Jaquez Jr. has been good enough. He was not in this ball game, but if Butler misses another one, I would probably consider Jaquez as a stream. Haywood Highsmith, no. Kayla Martin, head-to-head, maybe. You know, if you're looking at a scheduling spot, Heat schedule is nothing fantastic. It plays, what, Friday, Sunday to finish off this week, so not particularly good. So this isn't really a team where you want to do a whole lot of dumpster diving right now because the schedule stinks. And because no Duncan Robinson means that the most obvious stream pickup isn't even there. Lakers Bucks. I will never forgive myself for one decision on this game. This is where you all have to say, what decision was that, Dan? It was the decision to, not the decision to record the game. I do that plenty because typically I record some of the ball game and then watch the rest of it once my kids go to sleep. But the decision to only set the recording to go 15 minutes past the scheduled recording time, because this ball game went 30 minutes beyond the end of the scheduled recording time, a wild double overtime 19-point comeback win for the Lakers. They were down 19 with like 8 minutes to go. That was really something. Austin Reeves was right in the middle of it. Monster fourth quarter. He was everywhere, hitting clutch shots, defending. Some in the water, man, woke him up. It was nice to see Reeves fighting on defense, too. That has not been something we've seen from the Lakers all season long. LeBron was out, so you knew Rui Hachimura would have a slightly bigger ball game. He did with 16 and 14. I thought you might get a better game from Spencer Dinwiddie, but he sort of cashed in all of his shooting chips in the previous one. What I don't know, and the reason I bring up all of these names, is who the hell is going to play for the Lakers tonight on their back-to-back in Memphis, which, you know, not the world's easiest back-to-back here. Milwaukee to Memphis is not a super long flight, but, you know, they got out late. And it's not like the game is super late or anything like that. You're traveling ever so slightly east, ever so slightly, not by a ton, but by some. And then, you know, Anthony Davis played 52 minutes. D'Lo played 50. Austin Reeves played 48 minutes. Dinwiddie, 42. Anthony Davis was playing through a little bit of a sore knee late in this ball game. I think he got undercut a tad on a jumper. So I have no idea who's going to play for the Lakers, other than we're pretty sure LeBron will be back for this one. And it's not like they can just take an L right now. The Lakers need wins, because what with the other stuff going on in the Western Conference around them, the Warriors have been losing lately, so they've opened up a little bit of a gap between the 9 and the 10 spots. The Suns have the hardest schedule in the NBA, and they're only up 2 games on the Lakers. The Kings lost it, got blistered by a Mavs team that now moves a game up. They have a, and they play each other again in a couple of nights. So you got this. I didn't think there was any chance the Lakers had an opening to get to the 6th seed. Because again, look, they don't have the tiebreaker with the Kings, so that's a big part of it. But all of a sudden now, they're like sniffing it. And more than anything, they'd love to get into the 7-8 instead of the 9-10, because at least it would give any of those teams, Kings, Suns, Lakers, Warriors, even if you want to extend it up to Mavs, it gives any of those teams an opportunity to lose twice before getting punted out of the playoffs, as opposed to, you know, right now, Lakers, Warriors play in that 9-10 game. Whoever loses, that's it. At least the Kings and the Suns, if you lose that battle right now, you play the team from the 9-10 bracket. Those teams got to win a couple to get through. So that's a big, I mean, the 7-8 is a big jump from the 9-10. And then the 6 is obviously another gigantic jump from the 7-8. But I think the Lakers are looking at the Suns schedule and thinking, man, we got a shot to outplay this team by 2 games, but we can't afford to lose any. So if anyone can go for the Lakers, I would expect them to go. But this is, I mean, you're asking a ton off of 50-plus minutes the previous night. That risks an injury. So if somebody's out, you might get another good one out of Hachimura. You might get another serviceable one out of Dinwiddie. And I would just sort of keep that on your front burner as the streaming spot to watch for the night. For the Buccos, Bobby Portis played 30 minutes. He's been pretty good lately, but, you know, look, he and Malik Beasley are both going to trend down here with Giannis and Middleton each playing, and the Bucks not having a back-to-back this week. They do have one early next week, so you might get sort of like a one-game pop from Beasley, and I know he was better in this ball game. Oops, and I just realized that I forgot to start the recording back up. That's problematic, so we're going to have to download this and digitize it. Oh, nuts. There's no hope, ladies and gentlemen. There's no hope. Aw, that was a mistake. So, yes, I mean, obviously, you're going to hold those guys through this week, but then just keep an eye on stuff for next week. Brooke Lopez, blocks are way down. Bucks have changed the way they play defense, but it's not like you're going to do anything with him. He's still their starting center, and he still has that big-time blocks upside, but it's going to be probably not a great end of the season for Brooke, and something to very much keep in mind for next year. If they're not just exclusively dropping him into the paint every time on defense, then the blocks numbers are just not going to be as high. OKC with the win over New Orleans. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander injured his quad in this ball game. It doesn't sound like a major thing, but they are on a back-to-back now, home to take on a Rockets team that's been surging. So keep an eye on that. If Gilgeous-Alexander sits it out, do you maybe look at a Lu Dort one night play or a Josh Giddey one night play? I think the answer is maybe. I'm always a little bit reticent to drop these guys into a lineup, not knowing exactly what you're going to get out of them. Head-to-head, it's an easier call than Roto, but head-to-head, you don't want to use a roster move on it. There's just sort of a lot of shots that get distributed among other people. And usually Dort takes enough of them when Shea's out for he's, you know, top 100, 125 range, and Giddey would probably be in that range as well. So you could probably do it if you're stat hunting what they provide. For Giddey, it's typically rebounds, assists. That's sort of usually the kind. Oh, he scored a bunch in this game, but we have to talk about what usually happens. And then for Dort, it's mostly points and threes when he's doing sort of the fill-in job. So again, category hunting think about it, but make sure the status on Shea before anything else happens. Jose Alvarado left this ball game early, which is a shame because I have him on a couple of Pelicans midweek light day streamer situations. You know, the Pelicans, first of all, I mean, okay, so you've got these fringy dudes that you're playing because they go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But on top of everything else, you've got Jonas Valanciunas, who played 11 minutes in this game. And we've officially bottomed out on him. You can drop on JV, mostly because there's just not enough season left where even if it got turned around, it would really hurt you all that bad. But you'll hold him through the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday thing, because what the hell else are you going to do? Larry Nance, Najee Marshall, Alvarado, if he plays, these guys are all perfectly playable for the good schedule this week. But typically you're just going with the main four in Roto. Keeping one eye on Nance, because typically if he's going to play 30 minutes, he usually puts up fantasy value. He just didn't in this particular ball game. You're watching the minutes. You're not watching the end result of each individual ball game. And then Dallas blew out Sacramento. This game was over relatively early, although Luka and Kyrie each at least did get over 30 minutes, so that kind of salvaged it. I'm going to say salvaged. They each had pretty good ball games in 30-some-odd minutes. Tim Hardaway's had two good ones in a row. I don't care. I don't. Daniel Gafford, only 22 minutes here. Part of that, again, was blowout related. He's a hold. For the Mavericks, they had that back-to-back to start their week, and you know now they go into a couple days off. They still have two more games this week, so it's not like it's the end of the world if you wanted to hold head-to-head streamer-level guys on that club. But as far as games cap players, it's just Luka, Kyrie, and Gafford. And finally, for Sacramento, if you're talking about games cap, you got Fox, you got Keegan, you got Sabonis. Malik Monk has very much slowed down. When he hits these quieter stretches, these poor shooting stretches, that's when you got to be really careful. I like the minutes are still there. And, you know, with Kevin Huerter out, it's tough for me to say, like, don't play Malik Monk. But I don't think it'd be the craziest idea in the world to just wait until he warms back up again if you're going games cap style. And then Keon Ellis, finally, you know, the other stuff, 10-4-2, but no defensive stats. A little bit weird there. I'm going to give, you know, with Roto, I'm going to play Ellis where I badly need steals and blocks, or even where I kind of need steals and blocks, as he has the upside to get a crap ton of them. And he'll usually hit you 1-2, 3 pointers a game as well. Head-to-head, Sacramento also still has a couple games left this week, so if you're streaming them before, you might as well just sort of see it through, because no one has one game and nobody has four games left this week. It's all twos and threes, so there isn't much to gain on the head-to-head side by making a move. Roto, again, with Ellis, you're category hunting. With Monk, you're kind of category hunting too, mostly points and some assists. Not sure either of those guys. I mean, Ellis certainly has the potential to be inside the top 100 just because of how crazy the defensive stats are. Monk is much tougher for him to roll hard inside the top 100 if he's not scoring a ton. But it's very hard this time of year for me to definitively say someone is in and someone is out. If they're even decent, then some teams need Ellis and some teams need Monk. I prefer Ellis because I prefer attacking certain categories and not where he hurts you is mostly points. Monk has the potential to hurt you in a lot of places. That's why that lower floor scares me a little bit more. But again, either way, there are plenty of opportunities for both of these guys to be relevant, and Monk has been pretty good for long stretches this year. He's just in a little bit of a slump right now. I don't know. Hopefully that made sense. Those that are listening after the fact, it's going to take me a minute to get this thing edited down because I forgot to record the audio. What a dummy. If you have streaming questions, we will answer them on our streaming show a little bit later on today. And I think I can finally promise that the streaming show is going to be quick because this is a terrible day to make roster moves. How's that for a great teaser for our streaming show? That'll be probably a 10 to 15 minute real quick burst right after lunch Pacific time. But for now, we take our leave. Please remember, if you're new, if you're not new, like, rate, subscribe, please. especially this time of year. Want to make sure that I can get my claws into you, all of you, so you come around and hang out with me again next year. Big thank you to Dr. A, the man, the legend, a true legend of fantasy basketball. That term gets thrown around. Dr. A's a legend. He's in the frickin' Hall of Fame. Quick check of the chat room before we wrap this thing up. I'm not going to do a ton of questions here. Is it safe to play Al Horford from now for Thursday and Saturday? So if you're talking about against a games cap, the answer is I don't really know, because it sounds like Drew Holiday might be back. And if Derek White's back also, then that pushes Horford back to his sixth man role, which isn't bad. You know, he's 100 to 150 range as the sixth man, as opposed to, like, you know, top 60 as a starter. So safe, no, but, you know, worst case scenario, he's still, you know, like top 140-ish range. So not awful. Some notes on Dr. A. Johnny writes, one of the first Fantasy Hoops columnists I followed, a legend. Please ask him if his son is still in the Navy. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. So this was actually a recorded segment that I just played. Might have tricked a few of you guys because I threw it up like it was happening live. So I didn't have a chance to ask him questions in real time. So apologies on that front. Dr. A, Hall of Famer, hope you and your family are doing well. Much love and respect from Indo. Awesome. Thanks, bud. Great stuff, Dan. I follow Dr. A and Rick Kamala's show. The OGs. That's right. Kamala is also a legend. Is Wemby playing today? We don't know yet. Injury news is coming out like every 12 minutes right now, so you just stay glued to it and you'll get it. Even since our stuff at the beginning of the show, Wemby did participate in shoot-around, but he remains questionable. Jonathan Kuminga's questionable. Jaden Ivey got downgraded to questionable. Jalen Duren got listed as available, so he got upgraded. Trace Jackson-Davis is questionable. Marcus Sasser just got upgraded to probable with an illness. And this is going to be happening all day. So just watch the injury, watch the wire. It's going to be straight nutso. Dan, do you think hitting on all your late round flyers is more important than getting the optimal first few rounds, since they are kind of similar up there? Great question, Steve. No. In 30 deep, the answer is all of it is extraordinarily important. You're just not going to win unless most of your stuff is working. In like a typical redraft 12 teamer, not screwing up your first few picks is, in my opinion, the most important part. Because if you don't get a good first and second rounder, there's very few ways to make up for that. Getting some nice hits in the fifth, sixth round range, that's also very helpful. But those would only cover up part of a disastrous first rounder. And then, like, if you get a flyer in the 13th round that turns out awesome, that's great. But if you had a bad first rounder, it almost doesn't matter. Your season's just cooked. Do you think Mitrob has a better chance of being a league winner or a big trap? I'm going to go big trap, my friends. I think he's going to come along slowly. Is there a Marcus Smart timeline? Nope. Need to drop one between Alvarado, Najee Marshall, and Larry Nance. Well, it's probably Alvarado since he got lightly injured. Anyway, we'll see. Anyway, come on back around, everybody. We can talk some streaming a little bit later on. Again, I think it'll be quick today because there isn't a whole lot going on that front, but you never know. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Shout out again, Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A on social media. The legend, the myth. He's the man, and he's going to kick my butt. Oh, well. Better to be destroyed by a legend. I don't know. All right, see you guys later.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.